Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Welcome to the show this morning. Again, another beautiful day out in southern Utah. This is a great place to be.
It is, but it is getting a little chilly this weekend.
It is going to be a little chilly. So, Andy, you got any COVID good news?
5,000 new doses of the vaccine are going to be available, I believe, tomorrow. So you can sign up today for that.
Because they were at 2,000 a week, right?
Yeah, they're up to 5,000 now if you are in one of the high-risk categories. So that's cool.
And 87% of all the tests came out negative. That's good.
Yep. Those are all good things. The number of tests that have been negative have always been really large. You know, we've been testing huge numbers and it's been negative. But at this point, it's just getting better. So we are definitely on the downhill slope.
Starting to talk about the positive side, you know, the recovery rates, the negative rates instead of all
death, doom, and despair.
Oh, do that again.
I like that voice. You should use that voice more often. That's pretty good. Richard, can you do that?
So, yeah, well, I love her voice. I do. So last week, we announced on this program that we were providing emergency preparedness resources for people, you know, for our senior community and some suggestions of what they could do to prepare. And, you know, we don't have to worry about some disasters here, but it's just all the personal stuff.
And it was unbelievable how many people really stopped by. I mean, we did expect a response, but it was pretty significant. We had people coming, calling immediately after the show and all through this week.
But one of the interesting questions that we got, and we weren't expecting it, but it just seemed to be a recurring question, was, why are you doing this? You know,
and how does this have anything to do with hospice and palliative care?
Right. Or the radio program, or, you know, you're doing this. And you know, so we started looking at that and saying, okay, so why are we doing this? Why is a medical service company going on the radio and offering a senior community resource?
And I think we knew why. We just wanted to share that with you.
Right. I was just setting this question up. All right. So why are we doing it? Why, you know, how does this have anything to do with hospice and palliative care? And first and foremost, it's because we care about our community, especially our elder community. They're close to our hearts. Kaylee's parents lived in Santa Clara for the last 20 plus years of their life. This is a wonderful community to retire in, but there are things that happen that can surprise us. And so we want to try and remove some of those things.
And because we want all of the you in this community to be better prepared, forewarned is forearmed, as they say.
Yeah, knowledge removes fear. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons, just core reason to do that.
And because we want to change the image of hospice in southern Utah. And the only way to do that is to talk to people, to introduce people to what hospice care can be, or at least to the people that provide hospice. Everyone has their own image of what hospice is. And for many, hospice is a dirty, scary word. It is a word that just means dying. And that is the exact opposite of what it should be. It should be living your very best life for as long as you live. But it will only be that if you are well-informed and well-prepared.
So we want people to be well-informed and well-prepared. We want to talk to people. We hope that we can talk to every person in southern Utah, or at least reach them in some memorable way.
Maybe through our friends listening. Really need those of our listeners out there that recognize somebody in need to reach out and talk to them and tell them about us so that we can expand the knowledge base in southern Utah about what you should expect from your hospice and palliative care provider.
Right. I hope we've shown that on this radio program, it's not as uncomfortable a conversation as we thought it was going to be when we started and what we think other people might think of. So we just wanted to do these things and help people be better prepared, and that's the reason. So we are providing the emergency prepared resources to help people prepare for those unexpected events, and they don't have to be national disasters. They can be small personal disasters or just inconveniences. If we're better prepared, we're better off.
Well, and also for the last couple of months, we've been offering free in-home health assessments where we will send a well-qualified and experienced registered nurse directly to your homes.
Yeah, and this is a big one. We're sending these people out, and many people have allowed us to come out and provide that care in their home and gather that information. And then we are able to provide that information that a teleconference with your doctor doesn't. We'll provide the information to your doctor if you have one so that they can be better informed.
That's a good point. If you have a doctor, we do definitely collaborate with your own personal private care provider. But if you haven't seen a doctor in a number of years, we do have on staff medical doctors that will also review the information that we gather and help provide a plan of care for you.
Right. So if
and it's all free.
That's exactly it. It's free. There's no government program that's doing it. We're doing this, and there are a lot of reasons why.
And why are we doing it? Why are we paying our own nurses to provide free services to the elderly community?
Well, for all these questions, the common recurring answer is that we care about our seniors and about our community. Yes, we're paying for registered nurses to go into the community and provide free care to our seniors. There's no government program. We just want to make sure that this community is being cared for.
Right. No grants or bond. No reimbursements of any kind. We're just doing it because we want our seniors to be in their best quality position for their best quality of life.
And we're doing it right now because with most doctors trying to provide care through telehealth, there's a massive lack of real hands-on data. And by hands-on, I really mean hands-on. Of all the technology and tools that have been developed for health, the most important skills and the most important tools are still the human senses. The stethoscope and the ability to hear the heart pumping, to hear the lungs, to listen to the gut and hear the digestive system, all very important information that you can't get through a television screen.
The sense of sight to see a patient and how they stand or how they walk, to see the color of their skin, to see the patient's eyes, and if there's any changes in their eyes. It's amazing what can be seen through their eyes. But you do have to have more than just a teleconference to see that.
Right. The sense of touch. You know, the touch of skin. Is it cold, clammy? Is it hot and inflamed? To find out exactly where that pain point is, if you're experiencing pain, those are all things that can't be done through a television screen. All of this vital information that is lacking, we want to get that to the doctor. And so we want to bridge that gap to provide a report to the of those sensory details to your doctor so they can be better informed, so that they can provide a better service to you. And since Big Hero 6 is just an animated film and not a reality, we still need to have real people provide that care.
Wait, I remember Big Hero 6. He was a big, fluffy, white Michelin guy, but what does that have to do with it?
All right, so we did watch the movie. Some of us picked up more details in that than others. Big Hero 6, if you remember the movie.
Do you remember? Do you know what his role was?
I actually never saw the movie.
So. Okay.
Oh, you do have to see that. That is the cutest Disney film ever.
It's okay. A cute Disney film. Okay, so Big Hero 6 was this big balloon-type thing that did nothing of real value in the adventure, but was originally designed to be a representation of a nurse, to be able to gather medical data from a person and not make them feel uncomfortable around a machine. So that's why it was kind of big and fluffy and it talked the way it did and everything else. It was to provide that medical data that's missing. And since that doesn't exist today, we use real people to go out and do that.
Right. So the intent of his creation was kind of the intent of why we send our nurses out there.
That's right. So, but the question is, why us? Why Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care? Why are we sending our nurses out on our dollar to do this? And the answer to that really is because nobody else is going to do it. That's the functional answer to the question. Nobody else is going to do it. So we know that it needs to be done. We'll take care of that.
Richard and I have never been ones to complain about how things are. We've always been people that just look at the problem and figure out how we can contribute to the solution.
So no doctor's office or even the hospital are prepared to send people into the community to do medical assessments. It's a big undertaking. Consider that in your doctor's office, a nurse could take the temperature, blood pressure, pulse ox, and weight of 20 people in an hour, assuming a 3-minute per patient process. And then your doctor usually sees 6 to 10 patients in that same hour, and they get paid a set amount by the insurance company for each of those visits.
But we're really behind right now because of COVID. So many, many of our seniors and others, but specifically our seniors who are in the most high risk for need, haven't been to their doctor's offices. They have not been able to make those appointments. And if they have, it's been few and far between.
I just talked to a lady yesterday who is new in the community, needs to see a doctor. She's on insurance and going through IHC, and she's trying to set an appointment, and the first appointment she can get is June.
Right. And that's, she has not seen a doctor in this entire past year. So she felt like she was in severe need for a quick appointment and couldn't get one.
That's right. That's like trying to get an appointment with a neurologist in this town.
Yeah.
Holy
it's
smokes.
Tough. It's
next
tough.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is hard. And so, we can't wait. You know, we really can't wait for 6 months. If we've got a problem that we need to resolve, we can't wait for a year to get an assessment on something that could be really important. So we're trying to do what we can from where we are. And we have nurses that are available. We'll send them out to the community to get some information and maybe, you know, tie that into a doctor that will give them some information in less than 6 months.
And the reality is doctors really can't schedule home visits because they'd be able to see even less patients. So by us sending our nurses out to gather the information, we can forward that over to their office and they can take the opportunity to look at it whenever it's convenient, between appointments, before his day starts, at the end of his shift. So we're really just supporting the doctors and providing the best care for the seniors in this community.
Now, while we're saying that, you know, no doctor's going to do it, I'm more than happy if there's any doctors out there that are willing to help us out in providing this care, let us know. We'll find you people that you can go visit and get some information on and provide some care to them. We would love to make this better for everybody in the community. And I think that may be a good point, and that is that we really look at this as a community event or community effort. The more people that are involved in it, the better it's going to go. So at any level, if you think that you have some time that you're willing to give or for volunteer, or you have a skill or a passion that you would like to share and we can somehow, you know, find people that you can share it with, we'd love to do that.
Right. Please call our office. We're always looking for friendly volunteers to sit with our seniors. Masks on, if that's what makes you comfortable, absolutely. But the seniors need the personal interaction. We all do, really. I mean, by nature, mankind we're very social creatures. And this has been a difficult time being, you know, locked away and segregated and told to, you know, prevent social interaction. But it's particularly important for our seniors. I think they feel isolated. It's adversely affecting their health. And if you have, an extra hour a week that you're willing to give to just visit, even if it is a video conference or a teleconference, you'd be amazed at how many people in this community are lacking the social interaction and the friendly conversation.
So join us, if you will. Help anywhere you feel that you can. We would love to engage in providing better care and building this community. So then another question that has come up, we had mentioned in September that we send medical supplies to other countries, third world countries that are in need. And
underprivileged.
Yeah, underprivileged countries. And why do we do that? Well, because it needs to be done. It's within our grasp to do that.
And we've had some wonderful people join us in that effort and donate their old supplies
or money to buy supplies. We're trying to put this out, and while there are programs that have done this in the past, COVID has changed the landscape on that a little bit. Supplies are limited. They're not being as produced as much because some companies are dialing back for COVID. There are other emergency plan programs in place that have just drastically reduced the resources that are available to send to these other countries. So we've been trying to spearhead a program to continue to do that in spite of what's going on, because when it comes to community, as a world, we are still a community and we want to help, anywhere we can. And we know there's a need there. So we've been doing that for a while. And that's, some great opportunities for us to feel that we're accomplishing some things also.
Our sense of community really does extend to everyone. So we use our money and our resources to help those in need.
Right. So, and then another one, Kaylee is almost every week trying to tell people that we are willing to help find resources for people that, that need them in our elderly community. So we'll do the legwork and the, you know, invest the time to try and find solutions for retirees or at least information that they need here in Southern Utah, because it's just not as available as it should be for them.
And we really added that because, again, our seniors reached out to us after hearing one of our radio shows and asked. They asked for increased services, direction on how to find resources. There are still grieving groups that are meeting, but they're harder to find. There are resources available for Alzheimer's groups and teaching how to deal with your loved one with Alzheimer's. There are, you know, if you have liver disease or Parkinson's or kidney disease, cancer, there are resources, but we find that our seniors find it really difficult to navigate the internet and find them. So let us help. Give us a call. We're willing to do the legwork for you, to do the research for you, search for you, and help you find the programs that are available.
And we're doing it because our seniors deserve the help. You know, they've contributed to our economies throughout their life. They've contributed to the community. They've contributed to their own family's growth. You know, if anybody deserves a little help, you know, at this point, it's those people who have done all the lifting in the past. So we're more than happy to do that and to, you know, share our resources and our time to make that better. And just so you know, Southern Utah being a great place to live, really, and having a tremendous amount of opportunity for our seniors, it's surprising in some ways how distant we are from resources. For instance, VA resources, you know, trying to find representatives for people who are veterans of foreign wars to have access to the resources that are available. And the, while there's a couple of, there's a VA office here who provides a very limited amount of medical care. They push everybody to just call Salt Lake. Well,
especially during COVID.
Well, yeah. But when you look on the Salt Lake website for the VA, it just is a telephone number for the national VA department, which just has a recording that says we're busy, call back later. And so it's a cycle of action that we can't overcome. And so there are things that should change here. And until they do, we're going to try and bridge that gap a little bit. So those are the reasons why we're doing this, because we just think that our seniors deserve everything that they can possibly get.
Yeah, we've got some work to do to provide better access for our seniors, but we're willing to do that work to better serve you.
All right. So I've got another question for you. Sure. Why are we on the radio every Wednesday morning?
Kaylee and Richard, why are we on the radio?
Yeah, why are we doing this? Because this is not something we ever wanted to do.
Maybe you all don't realize how much I really don't like being on the radio. It's tough for me.
Oh, come on,
it is tough for me. I lose sleep the night before. I stress about it.
Yeah, she was up at 3 o'clock this morning just thinking about it.
I was up at 4, but that's...
That's because you get up at 4 and you go to bed early. And
Yeah, I was just up worried. Oh, I've got the radio show.
But you know how, you know, people have that idea in their mind of these are the things I want to accomplish. They've got that list. Mm-hmm. Radio show hosting was not on that list for us.
No.
It was in an entirely different list.
No bucket list.
I never dreamed of being, you know, on the radio.
No. But we're doing this because our goal is to change the image of hospice in Southern Utah. We want people to understand what that is. And we can't do that silently. You know, we can't just talk to doctors and explain it. The community's still not going to know. So we do talk to doctors, but we do need to reach out into the community. And while we, you know, have, when you guys approached us to host this radio program, I don't know if you know this, but we turned them down 3 times, 3 different weeks. We kept saying, no, we don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. But ultimately,
I did not know that. No.
He was a great guy. And he worked with us and said, you can do this. And I said, no, I can't.
So
he said, you can.
He finally convinced us to give it a try. And we've been trying ever since. And hopefully someday we'll be successful at getting our message across.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, I was just going to ask the community to forgive our shortcomings. I mean, we do get nervous. Sometimes we speak fast. As a matter of fact, as we're just saying this, I just realized we have never given our number.
Well, that's because everybody knows our number. It is the easiest telephone number to remember now.
Really?
Yes, it is. Local area code 435. And then the important part, the part you have to remember, which is easy, is 477 on the left. And that's the middle number and then the two lower ones. And then the middle number and the lower one on the right three times. So it's 477 and then 6999.
You have to imagine the keypad of a telephone, the dial, the old dial, rotary phone, but actually the keypad.
Well, if you're dialing us right now, or if you're going to do that in 5 minutes, because we'll be off the radio in 5 minutes, then it's 435-477-6999. And so we are hoping that we are expanding people's understanding of hospice and palliative care and how that can integrate into their lives and make their life much better.
And we want our community to understand that Medicare has established a program that is all about your choice. It's not your doctor's choice. It's not your neighbor's choice. It's your choice. You get to choose where you go. So you should know what your available options are and what people are offering. You should be entitled, or you should take advantage of all that you're entitled to.
Right. So we want to inform the community of all those choices, because if we're better informed, we can make better choices. And if we make better choices, then the outcome is going to be better. So that's really the overall goal of this, is everybody should be informed. And we're not saying that you should just find out about us. Just find out what all of your options are. We're trying to just introduce the idea that you have options when it comes to your health care.
And if you want to find out about how we, have structured our business and why, if you want to find out even more about us, go to our website, pathwayhospicecare.com. Our radio shows are recorded there for those of you who might have missed a show. But it really gives you information on what makes us different and why we opened this company. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of hospice and home health care companies out there. So why did we want to fare in this market? It really wasn't a long-term goal that was on the bucket list either. It really was because we discovered a need and we wanted to fix a problem that was here in Southern Utah, and that was the lack of palliative care. So call us to find out what palliative care is.
Yeah, and that really is the last question that we're going to cover today, is why we started this. From our own personal experiences, it's not that we had a business history in hospice and said, okay, well, I think Southern Utah is the next place to go. No, we came to Southern Utah without any plans here, other than to take care of Kaylee's dad while he was either recovering or going through his process. And we didn't get that opportunity. We moved here right after he passed away, and it was kind of surprising. We didn't know why. And then the events that led up to this introduced us to the idea that maybe hospice should be different here in Southern Utah. And we've been trying to make that change ever since. We saw the shortcomings of what was being offered here compared to what could be offered. And we knew that nobody else was going to do it, because this whole community in hospice had kind of leveled off. You know, everybody's doing kind of the same thing, and they're all doing the bare minimum that Medicare requires to satisfy the requirements. And that's what was the expectation.
And we do believe that most of the companies have hired, wonderful nurses, although we do still have the best nurses. But you wouldn't choose, a company to be in this industry if you didn't have a passion and a compassionate heart for the services. So the nurses are wonderful from company to company, but are they allowed to give more back? We allow our nurses to give more back. We not only encourage it, we require it. So we give more because you deserve more.
We provide such a broad range of services that may be useful for some people that, not everything fits everybody, but at least all those options are on the table. If, on the other hand, you just go to a company that does one thing and one thing only, that's all the choice you have, and that's not really choice. So we want to expand that and provide more of a buffet of services that you can choose and get exactly the care that you think is important for you, not the care that somebody else has decided is the care you should have.
And again, it's all your choice.
So it's all about choice. We look forward to the phone calls, 435-477-6999.
Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. Go again.
Oh, 435-477-6999. Easy number. We look forward to getting those calls today.
Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week.